AP News, I'm Ed Donoghue. In Ottawa,
bonjour, Canada.
President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an agreement aimed at stemming the flow of asylum seekers at unofficial border crossings from the U.S. to Canada.
Americans and Canadians are two people, two countries, in my view, sharing one heart. It's a personal connection.
The migration agreement will take effect after midnight, in part to avoid a surge of refugee claimants trying to cross the border. The Pentagon says a strike by a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans in Syria, and U.S. forces retaliated with airstrikes on sites in Syria. Spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon said,
"Our focus in Syria is on the defeat ISIS mission, and that will remain our focus. We do not see conflict with Iran. We don't seek escalation with Iran, but the strikes that we took last night were intended to send a very clear message that we will take the protection of our personnel seriously and that we will respond quickly and decisively if they are threatened."
Activists say the U.S. bombing killed at least four people. Authorities search for a person missing after flash flooding swept away a vehicle in Missouri. Fire Chief Richard Sturt says there was a lot of rain
and lightning and thunderstorms, and we had like 2 inches an hour rain, which forced a lot of our streams to rise.
Also, a suspected tornado touchdown early today in North Texas. Republicans in the House have narrowly passed legislation that would fulfill a campaign promise to give parents a role in what's taught in public schools. It has little chance in the Democrat-run Senate. A new AP NORC poll shows that personal finances are a major source of stress for about half of the lower-income households in the U.S. The results illustrate the toll of high inflation and economic uncertainty on those who can least afford it. This is AP News. A Tennessee commission voted to strip away police power from four of five Memphis police officers charged with killing Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify three of the five officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in January. A fourth officer, Desmond Mills, voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of seven former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A popular gay social networking app, Grindr, says it's issuing a warning to its users in Egypt as police impersonate community members to target LGBTQ individuals. Ed Donoghue, AP News.